Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin, 117. And we are on Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. We are towards the bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. We are at the two dots. There's one ha'ara on the previous Gemara. And that is, we mentioned that the parts of the Mizbeah, right, the non-Jews could send, and we have this the story with Rava, that Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shramalka, sent the animal, and Rava arranged that it was all Lishma from the start, all new items, and even the Gemara said, the Morigan, that Arvana Aravna Hayavusi, sent to David HaMelech, could be used for the Beis HaMikdash, that also was Lishma, that was new. So ask the Tur is just a two-line comment, in his commentary on the Torah, in the Pirush HaTur, not just in the Bala Turim, his short little notes, but in the regular Tur al HaTorah, which a lot of it is based on the Ramban. A lot of what the Tur has in his Tur al HaTorah is from the Ramban. But here he has Afalgav. This is in Vayetze on the pasuk Vayikach Hazaev and Asher Samarash Osav. So he says Afalgav the Isa Perek Basra the Zvachim. Even though it says in the last parak of Zvachim, when you get there in Daf Yomi, Dein Osim is Beach Midarashin Ishtamish Bohedyot. You can't make him as Beach for something that was used already. So how was he using these stones? These stones were probably used for other things until Yaakov Avinu got there and had his dream. So how could he use it? Bibamashari. It's mutter on a bama. Only a mizbeach has that din, not a bama. That's what the Torah says. Ask the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem, but it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say, even on a bama. Right? He quotes the Torah, Allah Torah. Right? The Minchas Chinuch not only knew Shas and Poskim, he knew Torah, Allah Torah. And he says, Tamua, halabizvachim shamavur, dafilu babama nami aser. Record that asked according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and he said, Yeah, hi. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua mothers it by a bama. You could use stuff that was items that were used for something else. They said, No. That was also chadati. See, even on a bama, it is required. So answers the Minchas Chinuch a different answer. V'nir lani is daiti. I think for Yaakov Avinu there's a different answer given because the Medrash says that Dahavanim shalakach Yaakov Avinu alav shalom hayom hamizbeach shenekar alav Yitzchak. The stones that Yaakov Avinu used were the actual stones. Think of it, it's amazing. The actual stones that his father was laid upon when he did for the Akedah. So when Yaakov Avinu gets there, is assuming like those sheetahs that, right, there was exactly where the ladder was from, where was the bottom, where was the middle, the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Ayetze, but those stones, I don't know if he knew or just Yadat the Shmai that it worked, were the stones that Yaakov Avinu built the Mizbeach on and put Yitzchak Avinu on. V'heimo ayavanim shikar v'aleim adam arishon. And these are the actual stones that Adam HaRishon used to bring his karbanas. V'yim kain, hayu ha'avanim alalu kodesh. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, based on that medrash, the avanim already had kedusha from the beginning of time. Ki Adam hayo yahala ha'kishon shayishalo. Because Adam HaRishon, right, what does Rashi say at the beginning of this week's parsha? Be like Adam, just like he brings stuff not from Gezel, because everything was his, he was the only one in the world, so too you should bring not from Gezel. But everything was his, therefore, he was makdashit at the beginning of time. V'yim kein, hayu kodesh mikvar, v'davar shebikdusha, lo matzinu she'im nishtamish bohedyot, she'asur l'gavoa. So the answer is, it wasn't hishtamish lahedyot. The first thing in life is that it was used lahektish. If it might have been used in between, but so that wouldn't ruin it, because it is already hukdash. And that's what we mentioned this point in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Panim Yafis, the beginning of Ayetze. Also, the Hafla asks that the Yerushalmi says, Ein lecha har ugavoa uvegiva. Ein lecha har vegiva. Shelo avdu Avodah Zarah. Every mountain and every hill in Eretz Yisrael was worshipped by the seven nations. Sa'akad Yaakov Avinu, build a matzeva on Hara Moriah, was ready, nevad b'mechuba, asul gavoa. So says the Minchas Chinuch, no, according to my pshat, it's not a problem, because this was already worshipped by Adam HaRishon. Adam already called it, Adam HaRishon was already makdash, therefore anything else, ain't Adam makdash, davar she'enu shela. Okay, just one other source.
So how do you use it for
a davar shel hedyo? I mean, how do you sleep on it? That's a good question. So how do you sleep on it? Maybe that was a special kind of dream. It wasn't a hedyot kind of dream. It was a hektish kind of dream. First time he slept in 14 years. So maybe that sleep was a lishma type of sleep. But that's just a hashkafic drushi answer. I don't know if that would halakhically make it. Just related to remind ourselves also of the important formulation of the Rambam, we're talking about these stones were used by Adam and by Yitzchak and by Yaakov, The Rambam's lashon at the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Beis Abchira. Hamizbeach mikomo mechuvan biyoser. The mizbeach is in an exact spot. Ve'ein mishanen osam imakom lomakom. You can never change it. Right. This is one of the reasons that we can't build, even if we had the ability today to be in control of all of our bias, we wouldn't be able to bring karbanas because we don't know exactly where the mizbeach is. Right, the mizbeach is mechuvan biyoser. Uba mikdash nekad Yaakov Avinu shenemar lech lecha el eretz Amoria v'nemar v'divrei hayamim v'yachoshal levnoses beis Hashem Yerushalayim b'har Amoria. See, that was the exact spot of the Akedah. Umisores biyad hakol. It's a misora that everybody knows. Sha'amakom shebanobo David Ushlomo Hamizbeach Begorin Aravna Hu Amakom Shebanabo Avram Mizbeach Vakalav Yitzchak Vuhu Amakom Shebanabo Noach Kishiyasa Menateva Vuhu Hamizbeach Shehikralav Kain Vehevel Ubo Hikrav Adam Arishon Kishenivra Karban. He was created. Wow, I'm created. He brought a karban. Umisham Nivra, and that's where he was Nivra from. Amru Chachamim Adam Mimakom Kaparaso Nivra. Right, from the place where he was created, and that's the place he was created from, the place where he was eventually going to bring kapara. And then it says, "Midas hamizbeach mechuvanos harbei v'tzuraso yedua ish mi ish umizbeach shabanu bnei hagola ke'ein mizbeach shaasid lihibanos asuha ve'in lahosav al midaso ve'lo legra mimenu." Right, you can't be mosif, you can't be take away. That was the That's the Rambam. But again, that's the beginning of the second parak, Beis, and Beis Abchira. So that is crucial in terms of the spot, but that's like what the Minchas Chinuch connects here to when he answers the Torah's Kasha about how was it that he used the stones for a Mizbeach. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Kachim Kalam. Kachim Kalam Nechon Mechol Machni Yisrael. So if you remember from the Mishnah back on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, we have the six stages of halachic history in terms of Mizbechos and Bamos and Kachim. So six stages. So the first stage, which is what we're talking about now, before Hakamas HaMishkan. Before Hakamas HaMishkan, so what was the halacha? So all the avos brought whatever they want, Bamos and Mutaris, the avodah was with the firstborns. Stage two was once the Mishkan was put up in the Midbar, Bamos were Asur, and the Avodah was with the Kohanim. Right, that's once the Mishkan put up, that was stage two. Stage three, which we're going to talk about in a minute, is Gilgal. Stage three is Gilgal once they went into Eretz Yisrael before Shiloh. That was Gilgal. That was stage three. Then you have Shiloh, that was stage four. Then you have Novi Givon, stage five. And finally, Beis HaMikdash, stage six. So says the Gemara. Kachim Kalim Ne'achalim B'chol Machane Yisrael. Kachim Kalan can be eaten in all Machane Yisrael. So this was stage two. Sorry, once the Mishkan was built. Right, once the Mishkan was built, because beforehand there was no such, there was no Kachim Kalan, Kachim Kachim. But, so once the Mishkan was built, so you could eat the Kachim Kalan in all Machane Yisrael. Amar Afuna, Bechol Mekamos Yisrael. What we think this means at the beginning is, what does Machane Yisrael mean? Wherever a Jew goes. If a Jew goes anywhere, goes outside the Machane, so that's also okay to eat Kachim Kalam. Because we think it means B'chol Machane Yisrael, B'chol Mekomos Yisrael, wherever a Jew is. Aval Machane Lohavi, even if it's not a Machane. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Esir, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asked, U'machanos b'midbar lohavi. There weren't Machanos in the Midbar. There were Machanos in the Midbar, right, during the times of the Mishkan. V'atanya. And you want to tell me that, wherever a Jew walks, even if it's outside the Machane, even if it doesn't have the status of a Machane? No. There were Machanes there. The Brisa says, Kishem Shem Machane Bamidbar, Kach Machane B'Yerushalayim. Right, there were Machanes in the Midbar, and in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Lahar Abayis, Machane Yisrael. Mehar Abayis Lashar Nikanor, till the door of the Azara, Machane Leviya. Mikan Ve'elach, Machane Shechina. We know there were three areas. There were three machanos. There was the machane in the Midbar. It was easy because that's what it was. Machane Shechina was where the Olam Moed was. Machane Leviya around it. That's where the Leviyim were. Machane Yisrael where Yisrael were. But you have the parallel in the Beis HaMikdash and in Yerushalayim. You have all in Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael. You have Har HaBayis, which is Machane Leviya, and you have the Azara, which is Machane Shechina. So Vehein Hein Kolam Shema Midbar. So you see there are parallels. There are machanos in the Midbar. There are machanos in Yerushalayim. So how could Rav Huna suggest that that's what our Mishnah means? B'chol Machane Yisrael means wherever a Jew is, even if they're in a Machanis. So the Gemara says, no. Ela Ema, this is what the Mishnah means. B'chol Mako Machane Yisrael. It means wherever the Machane Yisrael is, one is allowed to eat kache kalam there. Pshita, that's obvious. It's obvious. It's Machane Yisrael. You're allowed to eat. That's what the Mishnah means. So the Chiddush says no. Mahu de tema, a question that we might not think about. If sulubiyotze, kamash molan. You might have thought that let's say somebody brings a carbon in the we're in stage two, right? We're in the midbar, 40 years, so the Mishkan is there, so somebody brings a carbon, and all of a sudden, while he's enjoying his shlamim, all of a sudden they hear the trumpets, time to move! And you're like, oh, gotta go, right? 38 masos, and they start taking the Mishkan down. All of a sudden, there's no more walls. All of a sudden, there's no more climb, and I still have my carbon shlamim here. So, is that nifsal? All of a sudden, it's Yotze. I didn't do anything with it, but all of a sudden, the Mishkan's down, they're traveling, is my carbon nifsal b'yotze? That's the Chiddush. It's not Nifsal. It's not Nifsal. But you would say that's the Chiddush, that's still called Machane Yisrael. Let's just do the next line. The Machanami. You might think, hey, no, it is Nifsal. Even though it's traveling, it is called Ohel Moed. Period. Good question. What exactly is the Havamina and the Maskana? What's the Havamina that should be Nifsal but Yotze? That for Yotze, I might have thought that Yotze, or what's the Maskana? You gotta know what the Havamina, what the Maskana is. The Havamina is that it's still called Ohel Moed. The Maskana, you have to take it out. If you didn't do anything, that's not gonna be called Yotze. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to move the Mishkan. That's not Yotze. That's the Maskana. What's the Havamina? Havamina might be, per se, you need walls. You need walls for it to be Nichlal. Right? It's not the, and if it's not, so then, right? So that's the, what's the rule and what's the exception? That's kind of what the question is. There is an interesting machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos here, though. What is the kamash molan? Am I allowed to eat this carbon as I'm traveling? Rashi says no. Rashi says on the third wide line, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Sha'afilu b'sha siluk masaos ein nifsalin. What the Gemara means is that when the walls of the Mishkan's traveling, it's not nifsal. Bring it with you. Elamolichan imo ubamakam chanayasan ochlim b'machaneh. And where, when you get there and they build the Mishkan again, then you can eat your carbons. You gotta hope that they don't travel for 3 days, because then the shlamim is gonna be possible anyway. Unless I don't think you stop time in terms of this. Again, they didn't travel so many times, we have to remember. They traveled, besides the first couple of travels were in the first year. And, how many other times did they travel? 38 times in 40 years. 38 years, but that's not so many times that they traveled. The Ramban talks about that at the beginning of Masay. Why do the travels listed? To tell us that they didn't schlep around every other day. Okay, anyway, that's Rashi Shita. They didn't eat it on the way. They ate it once they got there. The Chiddush is that it wasn't Nifsal. Tosfos says no. Tosfos, in the Tosfos that goes over to the next Amud. Tosfos, second line. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. V'nira. Da'af Shas Halichasim Shari. Says Tosfos, no. Even when they're traveling, they could eat it. Kiva Damrina La'el. Afa Pisha Nasa Oamoidu. Right, what's the language of the Gemara? Even though Nasa Oamoid. What does that mean? Even though Nasa, it's going to be Oamoid. No, it sounds like from the Gemara that it is Oamoid. You have the status of in the Mishkan, Legabe eating carbonis while you are traveling, says Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, Adafka Lekachim Kalim. I think this only would work for Kachim Kalim. Afa Pisha Nasa Oamoidu. Afa Kachim Kachim de Ba'inan Mechitza. Kivon dinis talku masos ein machan eshchina kayam. Pelechem apanim b'shar kachin kachin mifslu b'yotze. Tosfos is chiddush. The chiluk between kachin kalam and kachin kachin. Yes, I'll give you the heter to eat on the way, but not kachin kachin. Why? There's a difference between machane Yisrael and mechitzas. Kachin kachin needs mechitzas. And to go to mechitzas, then nothing. Masha enki when it comes to kachin kalam. Right, that's the difference. Maybe another nafkamina would be, meheri banabesa meidash Mashiach will come today, and we'll get the Big Day Kahuna back, and we'll get everything back. We'll get the Mesorah of where the Mizbeach is. We'll start building. We won't have the walls yet. We won't have the walls yet. So maybe then we will be able to eat Kachim Kalim, though, because it'll be Machane Yisrael. Just won't be Kachim Kachim, maybe. Okay.
According to Tosfos, you can't eat, or it actually becomes...
According to Tosfos, what, by Kachim Kachim?
Yeah.
By Kachim Kachim, is it that you can't eat, or that it becomes... I would say at least the first one, that you can't eat it. I don't know if it's Nifsal B'Yotze right then. Because regarding that, I don't know, you need mechitzas. If it's outside of the mechitzas, it's Nifsal B'Yotze by Kachim also. Tosfos' lashon is, yeah, it would be noted to say that it's Nifsal. There's Nifsal B'Yotze there. But I'm not sure. Okay, Viter. So that's an important machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Tanya, four lines from the bottom. Tanya, Shem Yechai Omer, Od Acheres Haisa. Question about the Gersos here. There's another one. Our Gersa has Bechel Ezras Noshim Hi. Bechel Ezras Noshim. If this is quoting a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, or connected to a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, it's trying to tell me that there was another border besides these three machanas. Right outside the Azara was something called the Chel. There was a little gate that went right around the Azara. The Mishnah Meseches Kalim says in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, inside the walls of Yerushalayim is Mekudesh because you need Kachem Kalim Meiser Sheni. And then you have Harabayas. Harabayas is unique in that Zavim and Zavos, any people who are Tumas Sheyotze Mehem, that Zav, Zava, Nida, and Yoledes. And then inside the Harabayas, what's the next border? Getting more Kadosh? The Chel. The Chel is a little gate that was just outside of the Azara. And what was the halacha about the Chel? Non-Jews and Tmei Mesim couldn't go into the Chel. Right within the Chel was the Ezras Nashim. Azara, I mean here, even the Ezras Nashim. That's more Mekudesh because the Tfil Yom can't go in. And then you have the Ezras Yisrael, which is the first 11 Amos on the east side of the Azara. Then you have the Ezras Kohanim as it continues going in. So you have the Chel as another layer of Kedusha. So Oda Cheres Haisa, the Chel, or the Ezras Nashim. Some Grishonim have that Gersa. The Roshidim Gebeza just takes out the word Chel. But Chel Ezras Nashim, he, Veloha you onshin aleha. Right, and they were not ne'enash on there if somebody went in there when he was tamei. Ubeshila lo hayu elo shnei machnas bovad. That's the key line that we're talking about now. Shila only at two machnas. So heminai lohave. Which machna was not there? So machna shchina was there. Right, that was the aron. Right, like the Meiri said in Megillah Daftes. Right, you need the aron in order to create a iser bamos. So the aron was there in Shilo. Which of the other two machnos was not there according to this brisa? So Amar Abba, Mistaver de Machna Leviya, Machna Leviya Have. It must be that Machna Leviya was there. And what was lacking? Machna Yisrael was lacking in Shiloh. Why? The Yisaka died of Machna Leviya lo Have. Because if we want to say that there was no Machna Leviya, meaning there was just Machna Shechina and Machna Yisrael, then you have a problem. Why? Nimse'u Zavin Utmei Mesim Mishtalchen Chusla Machna Achas. It would come out that Zavin and Tamei Mes would go out of the same machane. Via Torah Amran, the Torah says that it's not true. What's supposed to be? A Zav is supposed to go out of two machanos. I'm sorry, a Tamei Mes is supposed to go out of one machane. A Zav is supposed to go out of two machanos. That's what's supposed to be. But if you don't have the second machane, then they both just go out of machane Shechina, and it's the same machane they go out of. Via Torah Amra, v'lo yitamu es machanehem. And the Torah says, no, that somebody who is tamei goes out of their machanas. What's the plural? Tein machane lezeh, machane lezeh. Everybody goes out of their own respective machane. So if you say that there is no machane leviya, so it'll end up people that have to go out of machane 1 and machane 2 will be going out of the same machane. And you can't have that. That's why it must be that Machane Leviya was there. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. We have the same problem with Machane 2 and Machane 3. Amar Le Rava, Elamai, Machane Yisrael lo havi. What, so you want to say Machane Yisrael, the third Machane? The outer one was not there? Same problem. Nimsu Zavin Umitzorain, Mishtachel Makam Echa. Then it will come out that Zav, right? Zav, Zav, Yoledes, all these have to be out of Machane Leviya. A Mitzora, the only one. Mitzora is all the way out. A Mitzora is Badad Yeshev. He's got to be out of all three Machanas. But if you say there wasn't a third Machane, then the Mitzora is going to go out, the same Machane, as the Zavin. And Vatara Amra Badad Yeshev. He has to be alone. Shalo Yeshev Adam Tamei Acherimo. Right? He has to be all the way out. So if you don't have Machane Yisrael, then also you're stuck. So which one? So either way, it's a problem. So El Liolam. Really, the Bryce, it doesn't mean there weren't three. There were three machanas. All three were there. Umay lo hayu elo shde machanos. What does that phrase mean? There were only two. Leklita. It means leklita. In Shiloh, there were only two machanas leklita. For what? Like an Ari Miklat. An Ari Miklat is kolit. It protects from the Goel Adam, from the relatives of somebody killed by accident. So, even though throughout the Midbar, machana leviya, just like the Ari Leviyim, the 48 Ari Leviyim, with the 6 Ari Miklat included, they were kolet, they protected. So too, during the Midbar, Machane Leviya was kolet. If there was somebody who killed Beshogeg during the Midbar, so the Machnah, he ran to the Machnah Levia, and that worked. And the Chiddush of our Brisa is that did not exist. That power did not exist in the times of Shiloh. So the Gemara just finishes off. Should we stop here for a second? No, let's just finish, then we'll just say everything. Mechlal de b'midbar havi called the Machnah Levia. What, is that to tell me that during the Midbar it did work? Or you're telling me, oh, in Shiloh it didn't work. In the Midbar it did work? The Gemara says, yes, it did work, and we're about to prove where it worked in the Midbar. Just one or two points before we get there. We mentioned the Briska Rav a couple of days ago, the Briska Rav in Parshas Re'eh, where the Briska Rav mentioned the halacha of Bechol HaRo'eh by Shiloh. Yeah, the halacha that you're allowed to eat kachi kalim b'chol haroeh. What is the halacha b'chol haroeh? Does that mean that b'chol haroeh has the status of Machane Yisrael? Is that what b'chol haroeh means by Shiloh? Right. Or do we say, no, b'chol haroeh is a separate din. You don't need Machane Yisrael. That was the chakira that the Briska Rav said in Parshas Re'eh in the Griz al HaTorah. And he brought many rayas that it means that it's not Machane Yisrael. No, Machane Yisrael. It's just a separate din that you're allowed to eat b'chol haroeh. Right? That was his chiddush with four or five rayas. One of the rayas we mentioned then was our Gemara right here. Our Gemara that suggested at the Eitz and the Havamina that Shiloh only had two machanas, right? One or the other, Machane Labir or Machane Yisrael. So Harila Hedya. So what do you see from there? Says the Griz. The Afta Lo Hayisha Machane Yisrael. There was a possibility that there was no Machane Yisrael. And why was it rejected? Only because. Yeah, the same people going out of the same machaneh, but not fundamentally because, hey, then you don't have b'chol, how do you eat kachay kalim? Did it reject it for such fundamental reasons? So you see, it must be balkar chavtu who said din b'fnei atzmo b'makam achilasan. D'kol ha-makam hazeh nikra l'fnei Hashem le'inyin achila. Ve'in zeh toli b'kdushas machaneh Yisrael klal. You just act toli on kdushas machaneh. That was one of his rayas, along with the other raya that he says from the language of the Mishnah. Ein bein. Ein bein, the Mishnah said in Megillah Daf Tes, Shiloh Yushalayim, Elisha B'Shiloh Yi'i B'chol HaRoeh, and Yushalayim Lefinim and HaChoma. So again, the Briska Rav said, if in Lamdis, B'chol HaRoeh is like Choma, so there's not a difference. What, Ein bein is just telling you a physical difference? No, it's telling you a Lamdish difference, a halachic difference. Therefore, it must be that it is a separate din of B'chol HaRoeh. He has more, but one of the rayas, if you remember, was from our Gemara right here. Number two, the Gemara says that the in Shiloh, it didn't this, the machanas didn't exist l'klita. So remember, all three machanas existed. You need all three machanas to exist regarding sending people out of each machana. But it's just that it didn't have that klita power. It's a fascinating ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma. Two Meshech Chachmas today. The Meshech Chachma says in Chukas, when Aaron HaKohen dies, Vayivku es Aaron, kol Beis Yisrael, all Beis Yisrael dies. Says the Meshech Chachma, it must be that there was not one person who killed somebody else b'shogeg during the years of the Midbar. Why? Because if there was even one, and they had to go to Ari Levim and they were stuck there, it would have been happy when Aaron died. Wouldn't have been kol Beis Yisrael, every single Jew, because we know the halacha that you can't leave unless the Kohen Gadol dies. The fact that it says kol Beis Yisrael, he has 2 days. This is the first one. Hakasim misaper lanu bazeh. It's unbelievable how a gadol b'tora reads a pasuk in Chumash, right? Kol Beis Yisrael. He says it must be the kol abayim shana rotzeach nevesh b'shogeg shahaya niglo machna levia. There was not one. V'haya nifrad mi beisum mi mishpachta. When he had to be out of his house and family, shimhaya halochazru b'bisas Aaron. Most kohen gadol v'haya lahem l'smoach, and they would have been happy. Number one, that is the Meshech Chachma. And then he quotes another one. So the another pshat is that we know that at this stage in history, on Rosh Chodesh Av, right, Aaron HaKohen, the only yahrzeit recorded in the Torah, Rosh Chodesh Av of the, Yonah D'Yoma, Rosh Chodesh, right, that the Rosh Chodesh connection for the day. Mishenichnas Adar, that's the connection right here. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So says the second pshat that Meshech Chachma gives, this is in Chav Chav Tes and Chukas, it says Beis Yisrael, and not Bnei Yisrael. Why did it say all Beis Yisrael? So Ha'inyan, Shehayezeh Bishtas Arbam Rosh Chodesh Av. At this stage, they still thought that there were people that were going to die on Tisha B'Av. 9 days later, remember the Chazal, that they all slept in their graves every Tisha B'Av, and Moshe Rabbeinu announced, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim, their lives should get up, and that last year, they all got up, and they thought they were mistaken, so they did it for a week until Tu B'Av, but at this stage, in Rosh Chodesh Av, they still thought people were going to die. Ulanucham hayalahem misas aharon. And to comfort them, Aaron died. Shagam Aaron Yanuach Eitzel Mashkevosam. Because Aaron's also here. They said, hey, if Aaron's here, so it must be all of us that die also. It's not the end, because Aaron is definitely going to be in the Olam HaTachiyah. Definitely going to be Tchias HaYisrael from here, because they might have thought, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is abandoning us here, and we're dying in the Midbar, and we'll finish forever and ever for eternity. The fact that Aaron died, Aaron died here. Okay, we're okay. V'lo yitam b'midbar zeh l'olam hatchiyah. Like the king, he gives a mashal, he quotes from a medrash, a king dropped a couple of rocks that he wanted to find. He said, can somebody help me with these rocks? Nobody helps him. He says, you know what? He takes one of his gold diamonds, he throws it in. Can somebody help me? I'm looking for my rocks and my diamonds. All of a sudden, everybody comes. It's like, everybody else would like the rocks. Aaron HaKohen was the diamond. Right, that's what he says. So that's why everybody else was happy when all the Meraglim were happy when Klal Yisrael, when Aaron died. It's like, Beis Yisrael, what's Beis Yisrael? That always includes, like Rashi quotes the Nashim. The Nashim Lektanim, they didn't have the Gzeira of the Midbar. They didn't have the Gzeira because they didn't take part. The Meraglim, the Nashim were Mechavavos Haaretz. So they cried. Beis Yisrael, the Nashim, they didn't have any even Shemets of Simcha. So they cried. Hey, ma bachu kulam most mavis kadosh Hashem lebeli lahavi osam laaretz, because they were upset for kulam shleimim odim likanis laaretz shekvar kolam esim bibar vechulu. Those are the two meshachachmas. Okay, weiter. There's another one, but I think we'll get to that. Where are we? So the Gemara says, in yes, there was the Machane Levia in the Midbar, though the Meshach says it was never needed, but inherently had the power to be collate. But Tani, after all, it says, Hashem says to Moshe, I will place for you, have for you a place. Bichayecha, we darshan in your life. Makom, what does that mean? Makom, in your place. Meaning even in the Midbar. Asher yanu shama, that somebody could run there. Malamed, shemaglin, bamidbar, lohechan golin, lomachan alavia. You're to the machan alavia. Mikan amru, so from here we learn, ben Levi, shaharag. What about a ben Levi? This is post, if you go into Eretz Yisrael. What if a ben Levi kills? What if somebody lives in an Ari Miklat and he kills? Golem, miplach laplach, he has to go from it to a different one. Vim gola lapalcho, palcho kolto. And if you stay in your own Ari Miklat, maybe you'll just switch neighborhoods in your own Ari Miklat, it's okay. That also works. Sounds like Lachachili is supposed to move, though. My crop, that's what Rashi says. Sounds like Lachachili is supposed to move. Tosus, a deeper maschil ear, says he's not sure. He has 2 days whether Lachachili one should move or not. My crop, what's the pasik? Omer of Achav, Reid of Ika, Kivi ear, Miklato, Yeshev, ear, Shekaltaso, Kfar. In ear, his ear, Miklat. Meaning the one that has been his ear up till now, it'll still be a Miklat for him. He's allowed to stay there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the Machane Levia would be collate even during this time. Right? This relates to the idea of that we mentioned back in Meseches Makos, I think, Adaf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph, that the Ari Miklat didn't all work until all six of them were separated. And yet Chazal say, even though they weren't all going to work, Moshe Rabbeinu did his share and separated the three, even though they weren't all going to work. Says the Rambam and the Pirushim. So, of course, Baruch was telling him, you're going to have a place to send them, because your three aren't going to work yet. That's what you appreciate, the added point of this Gemara. The Rambam that we mentioned then in the Pirushim Mishnayis in Avos says, what exactly is the message? Says the Rambam in Dalid Beis. Dalid Beis, when Ben Azai says, "Have a rust mitzvah kala," you should run to a mitzvah kala. Borech min ha'avera, says the Rambam. V'kfehi iru chachamim aleihem hashalom al nekuda nifla'a b'Torah. We've mentioned the nekuda, the famous nekuda nifla'a of the Rambam is the Pirush Mishnayos in Krisus, where he talks about the relationship between Yisur Achila and Yisur Hana. But here, I guess, there's another nekuda nifla'a, less famous one. Nekuda nifla'a b'Torah sheish ba zirus alasiyas mitzvahs. This is a nekuda nifla'a about mitzvah kala, v'hu amru, oz yavdil Moshe shalosh arim. Moshe Rabbeinu separated three cities. V'yadua she'enem o'ilam be'enem lahem dinari miklad, ache yuvdilut the shalosh achir shaveres kanan. So this even makes it even greater. Moshe, what are you doing the figure miklad for? You already have a place where they could run. You don't even need them yet. What, you're going to save time? Don't worry about saving time. You already have a place where they could run. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I know they're not going to work, but you know what? mitzvah shebal yadi akaimena. So any mitzvah that I can do, I'll do, even if it's a little mitzvah, if it's a half a mitzvah. And then the Rambam has the beautiful Kal Vachomer. Uma imosher Rabbeinu. Masik ha'emes. Shalem shebishlemim. Nishtadel lohosif chatzi mitzvah. L'choma alosa bishlemuso. Imosher Rabbeinu, who achieved perfection, and there's no way that we could ever get to his perfection. He himself tried to do a chatzi mitzvah. Alachas kama v'kama. Sheroy lo osam asher nistanfa nafsham v'nitchazek tenufa v'noshan. We have stains on us, and we have terrible, dirty stains on us. Surely we should try to do whatever we can. It's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Avos Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. That this Gemara gives a little deeper appreciation of that idea. The Meshech Chachma, just one other Meshech Chachma. Once we have it out, there's another one. Meshech Chachma. Why didn't all six work? Until all six were there. Why did the first three work when Moshe Rabbeinu separated them? And the other three would work later. What was the reason for that? That it wouldn't work? So the Rambam, the Meshech Chachma says, now this is in Perek Lamed Hei, this is later in Bamidbar. This is, he says, V'hakavana for Kikshesi B'chaburi, why? Liskenu Hamel Chavez and Agadah Shkol Hori Yereg. Where is it? V'hadari Miklat. Here it is. I'm sorry. Shebeiber Yardin Kolten Hashiv Shukulan Nirachada Shelo Yivrechu Harotzchem Me'Eretz Yisrael LeChutz La'aretz. Number one, so the Rotzchem shouldn't have to run to Chutz La'aretz before the next three worked. They're going to run out. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to lead them to leave Eretz Yisrael. V'od and number two, Derotzeach Shegolem Mekavetamish Lo Yom Shemayamas Hakohen Hamashiach Yisem Mimisaso. Right, as we just said. The person always, the Roseach Mashalig always hopes that the Kohen Gadol is going to die. Aval halo amar Hashem Yisbarach she'Elazar yeh b'chalukas ha'aretz. But Elazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, is going to be in the chaluka. And therefore, v'nimsa, so what's going to happen? If you have a Roseach Mashalig in the Midbar, he's going to be Messiah. He's not going to have any hope, because he knows Elazar says, I have another 35 years, I know he's not going to die then. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want this guy to have Messiah. Unbelievable. Right, but the Rotzeach Meshogi, the citizens of Galat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want to be Yayish because everybody knew that Elazar was going in and Aaron had the Gzeir of not going in. So Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't said therefore that these three aren't going to work at all. So those three, so it's different rules, different rules. Menimsa Shorotzeach Meyuash Lachzar Shiznachal Aretz Lachem Bichi Agavne Shlo Yeh Lo Tikva Lashuv Tekef Lo Amra Torah Legalos. Torah says can't go to these. Interesting. Got to put those two Meshachos together. Not for now. Viter. So the Gemara says Bola Gilgal. Right, then we're up to Gilgal. So now Gilgal is stage three. Remember, stage one was pre-Mishkan. Stage two was Mishkan in the desert. Stage three, 14 years, Gilgal. Right when they came to Eretz Yisrael, before they had Shiloh. Says the Gemara Bola Gilgal. What was mutter to sacrifice in Gilgal? That is what we're up to. Now we're going to have four or five. Right, really five different opinions in a Brisa. What exactly was allowed in Gilgal? Here we go. And we're going to explain each one. We're not going to finish each one today, but we're going to explain them. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, first opinion, Kol Nidar V'Nidav Ha'ikare Babama, She'ein Nidar V'Nidav Enkare Babama. Any Nedar and Nedava, voluntary karbanas that you could bring once you went into Gilgal, you could bring those on Bama's Yachid, Bama Katanas. But once, anything that's not Nedar and Nedava, any carbon Chova, you cannot bring on a bamaktana. Included in what you're allowed to bring, mincha v'neziris krim babama, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that nadar and nadavas are okay, including karbanos mincha and naziris. Keep that in mind. Rabbi Meir holds that the karbanos of a nazir are considered nadarim and nadavas. That is Rabbi Meir's shita. V'chachamim omrim, lo karvu yachid al olz shalom belvan. Chacham say, no, only olos and shlavim, meaning not minchas and nazirs. I agree, only nadarim and nadavis, but only olos and shlamim. The olos shlomo says, l'chora, the toda, which you're also allowed to bring, is b'chal shlamim. Toda is b'chal shlamim, as we have it on the base, carbon toda. So our carbon toda is b'chal shlamim, and that's why that is included. Those are the first two opinions. Again, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chaim both hold nadarim and nadavis. The question is, do you also include mincha and naziris? Third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shehat tzibur b'hayachin makrivin ba'ol moed. Whatever the tzibur and the yachid could bring in an ol moed, sheba midbar, whatever they brought in the ol moed in the midbar, makrivin ba'ol moed sheba Gilgal. They could also bring an ol moed in Gilgal. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a yachid can bring chovos, at least on the Bama Gedola. The assumption is, Rashi explains, that the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says this means that the first two opinions, Rameir and the Chachamim, hold that there are no chovos allowed in Gilgal. There are no chovos allowed in Gilgal, even on a Bama Gedola. That's the assumption that the first two opinions say, those 14 years, there were no carbonous chova brought by Yechidim. Even on Bama Gedolas. And that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. No. Anything that a Tzibur could bring on the in the Ohel Moed, you could bring in Gilgal too, in the Ohel Moed. Right, so you can bring it at least on the Bama Gedola. Ma bein Ohel Moed sheba Midbar lebein Ohel Moed sheba Gilgal. What was the difference then between the Ohel Moed, right, being the main Mizbeach in the Midbar, and the main Mizbeach here in Gilgal? Ohel Moed sheba Midbar lo hayu bamos butaros. Because in the Midbar there were no other bamos that were mutter. Ohel Moed sheba Gilgal hayu bamos butaros. For those years before Shiloh was built, after they went into Eretz Yisrael, Bamos Katanos were mutter. Ubamasa Shabrosh Gago, Lohayamakabalea Ol Shlamim. And the Bamas on his roof, you can only bring Olen Shlamim. Meaning in that regard, of you those like the Chachamim, Olen Shlamim. But he adds that Karbonis Chova, you could bring on the Bama Gedola. Right, so that's the third opinion. So let's review again. First two opinions, Amir and the Chachamim say, no Chovos brought in those 14 years. Even on the Bama Gedola. Even if they went to Gilgal, a woman had a baby, and she went to Gilgal to bring her Karbonos Yoledes. Sorry, no Karbonos Chova were brought during those 14 years. Say the Remeir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, of course they were. Of course they were brought. They were brought in the Baba Gadola, not in the Baba Tana, but they were brought there. That's the third opinion. Vachachamim Omrim, another Chachamim, fourth opinion. Kol Shat Tzibur Makriven Ba'al Moed, Sheba Midbar, Makriven Ba'al Moed, Sheba Gilgal. No. Anything that the Tzibur could bring. No, see, he takes out the word Yachid. Kol Shat Sibur Makriven. Anything that the Sibur brought in Olmoid in the Midbar, Makriven, Bolmoid, Sheba Gilgal, they can bring in Olmoid, Sheba Gilgal. Vikan, Vikan, Lor Kover Yachit, Ela Ola Shlamim Bilvad. Now in both places, a Yachit can only bring Olin Shlamim. This Chachamim sounds very similar to the first Chachamim. Shita 2 and Shita 4 sound like basically the same. The Gemara is going to ask that and tell us what's the difference. Ask what the difference, right? Because this opinion seems to say there's no Chovos by Yachit either. So it sounds like 2 and 4 are the same. We will, by the Hashem, see that tomorrow. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, he has the fifth opinion. Af tzibur lo hikrivu el psachim v'chovos shekavu alehem zman. A fifth opinion. Even the tzibur in Gilgal did not bring all their karbanis. They only brought the carbon Pesach, and the karbanis are kavu alehem zman. But what if a tzibur has a carbon that's not kavu azman? What kind of carbon? Almost all carbon is sibur kavu alam zman. Right, today, Rosh Chodesh. Chavos Rosh Chodesh is kavu alam zman. Where do you ever have a carbon sibur that's not kavu azlehem zman? So Rashi knows that we'd be wondering about this. That's why Rashi quotes two examples on the bottom. Par helam davar shel sibur. What if the Sanhedrin paskins it correctly? Right, and most of Bnei Yisrael follow it. That's an example of a carbon tzibur that's not kavur lem zman, or si'irei avodas kochavim, or if the tzibur does, right, avodas zara, lo karvel lem b'gilgal, they didn't bring those. So Reb Shimon has a very limited shita of what they brought in Gilgal. That's the fifth shita. Fine. So those are the five. We got to talk about this, right? What they do in Gilgal, right? Why the Gemara could have asked my Dahavahabi. Who really cares what they did in Gilgal? Right, the Gemara asks that sometimes. Don't worry about it. That was Gilgal. That was stage 3 of history. We're in stage 6 of history, and therefore it's never going back. It's never changing. No, we can still learn Lamdus. We can still learn about the nature of a time period of Hetzer Bamos. We can still learn about that. So, my time with Rabbi Meir. So let's go back. We're going to ask about each Shita. So what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Meir was Shita number 1. What was Shita number 1? No Chovos could be brought. Only Nedarim and Nedavos could be brought on the Bama Ketana. So my time at Rabbi Meir to Amakra lo sasun kachol asher anochnu osim po ayom. Right, we had this before. Similar, right? Don't do when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Don't do what you've been doing till today. Amar la Moshe Yisrael. Moshe tells the Jews, ki elisu la eretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, yasharos takrivu chovos lo takrivu yasharos, which we mentioned from the pasuk ish kol hayashar beinav. You can bring the Dharma and the davis. You can bring those karbanis, minachas v'neziros, yesharos inu, and karbanis mincha and neziris are also considered nedarim and nedavos. What's the chiddush? Just foreshadowing the next line. Karban mincha is a karban mincha. That's fine. It could be, thank you. Karban, you can be no Dave a karban mincha. The chiddush is neziris. It's a choice to become a nazir. I did it myself. You're right. Once I'm a Nazir, I am obligated to bring certain karbanos. That's true. But says Rebbe Meir, it's your choice to become a Nazir. So this is going to be an issue, a fascinating discussion, if you have a case where you have a choice to get into the situation. But once you're in the situation, you're mechuyev. Is that called neder and adava, or is that called chova? That's the machlokas tanoim here. So says the Tana Kama, says Rebbe Meir, that Naziris is also considered Yisharis, and that's why in those 14 years, Minchas and Naziris were okay on the Bama Ketana. The Rabbanan who argue, they say, that's Shita number two. No, Ein Mincha Babama. First of all, there's no minchas on a bama. Rashi quotes, later on we'll have a pasuk, zvachim below mincha. Nazirus, chovos nenu. And Nazirus, no, right now they are chovos. Special, what do you do for a nazir that becomes tameh? What do you do for a nazir that becomes tahar? So therefore, they are considered chovos. Interesting, what this could have wide-ranging ramifications. Shchita. What do you call shchita? Is shchita a chov? Right, what is shchita? If I want to eat an animal, I have to shech the animal. I don't know if I can be a vegetarian. Right? So is that called a chover or not? The Rambam, in Hilchos Brachas, I didn't bring it. Rambam in Hilchos Brachas has all different rules, the formulation of Brachas. When do you say li? When do you say al? So he says, it might depend whether it's a mitzvah you have to do or a mitzvah that you want to do. So again, you have to figure out if those rules, that the example that the Rambam quotes, fits into this discussion. It's a machlokas about a nazir. Right, you could be a nazir. Everybody agrees that it's a choice to be a nazir, and everybody agrees that once you're a nazir, you have to bring these karbanos. So, how do you categorize that whole halachic context? That is the machlokas here. There's an important discussion as well in the achronim here. Two important discussions, and that is number one, the Brisker Rav, second Griz a la Torah of the day, said the Brisker Rav in Emor. This whole discussion that there's no mincha brought on a bama, that's for sure only minchas yachid. Minchas Sibur were for sure brought on Obama. What's a Minchas Sibur? The Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim, the Shtei HaLechem. That was for sure, says the Griz in the end of Parshas Emor. Upal Karchach, Tohadein Mincha Babama, Hurak Al Yachem, Velo Al Sibur. Says it in Zvachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Begirsa says a Tosfah Sham. Right? Tosfah says, has the Girsa. Right? See, Tosfah. Where's the Tosfos here? He talks about the Gersos of the Tosfos of Rabbanim, Menachas Ein Mincha Bama Liyachid. Right? Tosfos has that Lashon of Liyachid. Ein Mincha Bama Liyachid. So Tosfos has a Beferish. So the Brisker Rav says, although other Achronim might not agree, that he thinks that the Lechem Apanim and Minchas Chavitin, that was all brought on Bamos. Interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim. Let's say you had a Beis HaMikdash. It's an issue of whether the Shtei HaLechem or the Omer, that was all brought. So we know, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the second day of Pesach itself, matters us to eat Chadash. Right? It makes everything Yashan. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring the Karban. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, if you didn't bring the Karban, do you say that Heyer Mizrach is Matir? Just like if we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash? We know Heyer Mizrach, just the, once it gets, okay, we wait an extra day because we're worried about getting confused the following year. So you wait till the third day nowadays. But, what about Bizman Beis HaMikdash? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I didn't find anywhere in Shas where this question is answered. And if he says it, we'll trust him. We don't have to trust him. We'll continue searching when we get to Menachas, all the Omer Sugyas in the Samachs. We'll check it out. But it says the Minchas Chinuch, Bizman HaMikdash Tali Dafka BaOmer, Vimlo HaViyu HaOmer, Efshar Dasura HaTvua Kol HaShana, Ad SheYaviyu Omer HaBa, Dixeras HaKosav Kain, the Bizman HaMikdash, Ein Chadash Nita Rak BaBias HaOmer, Vein Tali BiYom Klau, Velo Matzasi Ko'eis Gilu Yizeh Me'ashas. The imbizmana bias nis atzlu o shagagu velo hikrivu haomer diachadash nitar kimo bizmana zeh. Adarabba, mitoras kohanim, it sounds like it's dafka omer. So he has that suffix, but it might relate to whether there's a machlokas about whether you're supposed to bring the omer or not. Let's say the halacha is really that you're supposed to bring the omer, and you didn't bring the omer. Right on, in the case of Obama. So it might come up. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, talking about this machlokas. Before we get to Shita number 3, 4, and 5, which we'll get to later, now we're up to still talking about Shitas 1 and 2. Amar Shmuel, machlokas, the machlokas here about Nazir. We have machlokas about Nazir. So we know a Nazir has to bring karbanos when he's tahar, at the end of his Naziris. He brings a chatas, ola, and shlamim. And when he becomes tamei, one is switched, he brings an asham. An asham is only brought when he becomes tamei. But all of these karbanos, what's the machlokas? Which karbanos of a nazir are under discussion? So Amar Shmuel, machlokas b'chadas v'asham. Shmuel first says the machlokas between them is only by the chadas and an asham. Those are the karbanas that you say, are those chovos? Or are those neder and nazir? Aval ba'olos v'shlamim. But the olos and the shlamim of a nazir, divrei akol yisharis in uvakarvi. Those for sure can be brought on the bow. Because those are for sure, those olos and shlamim. Those for sure can be, you could be given a neder and a dava for them. So therefore, those are not under discussion. Most of Rabba says that's not true. Because later on we're going to have chazeh v'shok v'trumas lach v'toda. The chazeh and the shok. Right, which are the portion of the carbon shlamim that goes to the Kohen. And trumas lachmei tota, that means 4 out of the 40 loaves of the breads that the person who brings a toda gives to the Kohen, those matnas kahuna noge b'mama gadola v'noge b'mama katana. Those are noeg. Those matnas kahuna are noeg by b'mama gadola, not b'mama katana. That's going to come up later on. V'ilu azra b'sheila shire. But there's another element, there's another part of an animal that goes to a Kohen. By the shlamim of a nazir, you have to give the zra b'sheila, the forearm, you cook it, you give that to the Kohen. That's not in this group. So why not? If you say that they're arguing also about Ola and Shlamim, so Hamani Rabbani, then fine, this could be the sheet of the Rabbanan, that you didn't bring the Shlamim, the Ola and the Shlamim, on a Bama. Right, that's the halacha, that's what he says. It's not an Ezer and a Dava. So if you say that's what they're arguing about, fine. But if you say they're arguing about Chadas and Asham, and everybody agrees that you do bring the Shlamim, so Hamani, then why is it left out here? It should be on the list. If you're bringing the shlamim, then the zorah b'sheila should be on this list. So the Gemara says, fine, switch it. Ela iyit mar hachi it mar. Amar Shmuel, machlokas b'ola v'shlamim. The machlokas is about the ola and the shlamim, whether that's called neder and adav in this context or a chova. Aval b'chadas v'asham, divri akol chova zidu v'lo karvi. But chadas and asham, that's the machlokas. That's everybody agrees to. Those for sure aren't brought. Those are definitely called chovos. Asks the panim me'iris. It's a simple question. Panim me'iris, and it's asked by the Achronim as well. I don't understand. The way that I formulated the suffix is, do you look at the fact that a Nazir chooses to be a Nazir? Or do you look at, these Karbanos are now Mechuyev? So what difference should it make which Karbanos we're talking about? Even the Chatas and the Asham should be looked at as Neder and Adava, because it was your choice to put yourself into this situation. That's the Kasha of the Panim me'iris. I thought, as I formulated it, that was the machlokas between them. So what is it? So he says, it must just be a ribui. It must just be a ribui that you say, oh, chadas and nashama are not considered neder nedava. So you just need to add a little bit of a piece of lumdus here. So I saw in the Birei Adav, he quotes it from one of the achronim. He quotes from Rav Reuven Grozovsky. He says that, no, the difference is, you're right, it started off as neder nedava, but the question is, right, that's the how it became kadosh, but once you're in the situation, there's a chaloshim karbon on all these karbonis. Even if you want to say that you came into the situation voluntarily, but ain't a hevdol tali rakam a karbon ba meritzonav by dinner the davu karef elu tali gam beikar shem a karbon. You can't get out of the fact that this is a chatas or it's an asham, and you never have chatas nedava and an asham nedava. So even if you want to say in general, you might have said that that might have been the havamina, that they could argue about chatas and asham too, but it could be lamaskana, you can't go out of the, you can't be mitalem from the fact that ima korban mitzad atzmuso hu korban chova. Right, you never have a chatas and an asham, which is a nedava. So there's a balance here between going into the situation and once it gets the shame karban. You can't go out of that, and that's what's being discussed behind the scenes in this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, Bez Hashem, continue.